You're listening to SBS News.
Mohammad Reza Ardani was granted a full scholarship to complete a PhD at Melbourne's Swinburne University in 2016. But the Iranian student withdrew his visa application after waiting 8 months for an answer. He's now in Malaysia finishing his thesis.
Similar country, Pakistan, India, Arab countries, they can get their visa within a time frame. But for Iranian students, I know some students that are waiting for their visa more than 2 years.
It's understood there are 290 students from Iran who've received scholarships. Of those, 112 have been waiting for a response on their student visas for more than a year. Professor Bijan Somali at Western Sydney University approved scholarships for 3 students between 12 months and 2 years ago.
In most cases, this visa should take only a couple of weeks, at most a couple of months. But in recent times, unfortunately, with Iranian students, this has been taking almost forever.
He says security checks can delay the process given government sanctions on Iran.
We have to go through and fill out a sanction form and declare that the research area has no military applications, no precious metal extractions, nothing that they consider as probably adverse to the interests of the West.
The students risk losing their scholarships because the university offers are not open-ended. They've launched an online campaign, including a petition, attracting almost 1,800 signatures. There are increasing fears the delay in visa approvals and, more broadly, the lack of federal government welfare support of international students will over the long term rob Australia of crucial research which would benefit the country. Professor Lee Tran came to Australia as an international student from Vietnam 17 years ago and is now an Australian Research Council Future Fellow.
Research into vaccine, research into mental health, research into medical science has been so vital to the health, well-being, and the living standard of Australians.
A month ago, the government announced it was restarting the granting of student visas following its suspension because of COVID-19. A spokesperson for the Home Affairs Department says some applications may take longer as international shutdowns have made it difficult to source supplementary information like health and character checks. Mohammad Reza Ardani thinks he knows why there's a delay.
It's not about the personality and the character of the student, is about its nationality.
The students just want an answer so they can at least begin their studies online. Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.